I choose to preach tonight on two invasions from another world. And I'm reading the 8th chapter of the book of Revelation and verse number 13. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound." Reading now from chapter 9, the first 12 verses. "And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither in a green thing, neither in a tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. And on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold. And their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter." That's reading chapter 9. Now that is one invasion from the underworld. That's an invasion from the underworld. Now I turn to Revelation chapter 19. Beginning at verse number 11, and here is the second invasion from another world. "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Now, that will be two invasions in the book of Revelation. One is coming from the underworld. The other is coming from the world above us. And I'm going to notice some things as I begin this lesson tonight. So much talk of an invasion. But I'm going to talk something tonight that is much more serious than talking about an invasion of a UFO. When I look at all of these things that we read and the things that we hear, people are so afraid that people from other planets has invaded or is going to invade this planet Earth. I'm not too much concerned about people from other planets invading this planet Earth. What I'm concerned about most of all, when Jesus Christ invades this planet Earth, I want to be ready to meet Him. Now, when you think about an invasion from the underworld, the Scripture said there is a bottomless pit. A bottomless pit. In the core of this earth, right straight down, there is what the Bible calls a bottomless pit. It's an abyss right here. It's the underworld, the bottomless pit. And the Scripture teaches me that there will be a day when this angel who has a key to the bottomless pit will unleash and unloose upon the planet Earth what the Bible calls a herd or an invasion of locusts. There will be an invasion of locusts. And you've never read anything like this in your life, in the Bible or anywhere else. Now, for me to prove tonight that there is an underworld, all I have to do is to go to the place where Jesus, in His earthly ministry, stepped His way into the little country of the Gadarenes. As He walked into that country, the Bible said there met Him a man out of the tombs. And if you will note carefully, the devils in this man, and I'm going to tell you tonight that this man was possessed with devils. And if anybody tells you that they do not believe in devil possession, then they do not understand what the Scripture teaches about evil spirits. There is a devil possession, and there is a devil oppression. People are possessed with an evil spirit. And when these devils that was in this man, who lived among the tombs, nobody could tame him, the Scripture said. And when Jesus confronted this man, the devils talked to Jesus out of this man. And they asked Jesus, they gave Him a request. They said, "Do not cast us into the deep." Now, this is what they were talking about. Do not cast us into the underworld. Do not send us to this underworld prison, because we don't want to go there before our time. This man had a legion of devils in him. These devils in this man, they were not talking about going to be cast into the Sea of Galilee. They wanted Jesus not to cast them into the bottomless pit or into the underworld. They said, "We want this request. That herd of swine out there, will you permit us to go into the herd of swine?" Let me tell you, my friend, the devil is looking for somebody's life to live in. The body of man is the temple of the devil or the temple of the Holy Ghost. And I'd much rather have my body to be possessed by the Spirit of God than to have my body possessed by the evil spirit. I'd rather have the sweet spirit of Jesus Christ than to have the evil spirit of the wicked one. Now you notice, they did not want to be cast into the deep. I go back tonight to the pages of the Old Testament. In the 10th chapter of the book of Exodus, you'd do well to read that chapter. The plagues that God sent upon Egypt because they would not let His people go. Plague after plague after plague. And the Scripture tells me that darkness was so thick in Egypt until it could be felt. You could just reach out and feel the darkness. Let me tell you, friend, this underworld tonight is the outer darkness that men has never invaded yet. That's the bottomless pit. It's located in the core of this earth. There's no bottom to it. It's a bottomless pit. And I want to tell you, from that pit is going to come locusts. And they're going to invade this planet earth. And you hear me tonight? This is no laughing matter. This is something that every serious-minded man and woman, boy and girl in this audience tonight ought to take into deep consideration what I'm talking about tonight. It's coming. Everything that God has ever prophesied in this Bible will come to pass like God had it prophesied. The darkness, they could feel it. Then the Bible said there was a plague of locusts that was sent upon Egypt. Prior to this time, there was a plague of hail. And the scripture said they ate all the herbs and the green grass that the hail did not destroy. There was a great plague of locusts. But what invaded Egypt as a punishment to Pharaoh and his people because they would not let the people of God go at the command of God? That's going to be a mild thing, concern, when you think about this invasion from the underworld. When you think of it tonight, let's kindly put two and two together. I'm concerned about what I'm preaching here tonight. I'm concerned about it. But thank God, I'm glad I can tell you that are concerned. There's a place to hide. There's a place to be saved. There's an ark of safety. There's a shelter from the storm. There's a way. There's a way out of this world. And that way is in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now let's notice some things here. These were supernatural. They were not earthly locusts. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 27 says that earthly locusts have no king. These locusts had a king. I want you to think of that for a minute. Now the locusts, they were commanded not. Now notice, they were forbidden and commanded some certain things. They were forbidden to touch the grass or the trees. But notice, locusts feed on green things and grass. But these were commanded not to touch the grass or the green things. Only those that did not have the seal of God in their forehead. Go back to Revelation 7 and you'll find who he's talking about. It's 144,000 Jews that had the seal of God in their forehead. Now notice, that's exactly what he's talking about, chapter 7. There were 144,000 Jews that were sealed. Now some are teaching that the 144,000 here constitutes the church. Anybody that can read the Bible will read carefully that that is 144,000 Jews, 12,000 of the tribe, and 12,000 times 12 is 144,000. That's not the church, that's Jews, and they were sealed in their forehead. And these locusts were commanded not to touch these that had the seal of God in their forehead. They had a king. Other locusts does not have a king. They had a king. They were intelligent beings. I want you to notice their makeup. They were like unto horses going to battle. Faces as it were men. Hair like women. Teeth like lions. 5 months, twice it is spoken that they were to torment men upon the earth. 5 months they would seek death. They would desire to die, but they cannot die. Can you imagine, my friend, things of this nature, this underworld supplied this type of punishment? The core of the earth is the underworld. It's a bottomless pit. These demon-like creatures evil spirits, whatever you want to call them, they were loosed from their prison house. They went upon this earth. They tormented men for 5 months. They were like scorpions. They would sting men, but yet they would not die. They tell me when a scorpion stings you, the more you rub it, the worse it hurts. When you think of the sting of a scorpion, and all these things add up to the judgments of God, the book of Revelation is a book of judgment. It's a judgment throne from the beginning to the end. There's a better day that's coming, praise God. But right through here, men are going to pay over and over again for rejecting the clarion call of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody said, I'll get by. No, you won't. Listen to me tonight, friends, as I preach to you. They wanted to die. Job chapter 3, verse 21. The scripture says he longed for death, but it cometh not. These people wanted to die. They'll seek to die, desire to die, but they can't die. They can't jump into a lake and drown. They can't take a gun and kill themselves. They can't take poison. Because, my friend, death would be a relief. They'll seek it. They want it. But the Bible said they will never be able to find it. Because the Bible said they're not going to die. They're going to be tormented for 5 months. Fourfold, now notice. It's a combination of a horse, a lion, and a scorpion, and a human. Swift as horses. Terrible as lions, intelligent as human beings, and poison as scorpions. Can you imagine things like this happening? I want to take you to a scripture that coincides with this scripture. Joel chapter 2. I'm preaching on judgment tonight. I realize that. And I know that judgment preaching is not welcome in a lot of places. Because people just don't like to hear what's going to take place in the future. Because I love you, that's why I'm preaching on judgment tonight. That's why I'm preaching that you better get yourself stirred up and get ready to meet God. You'd better start a prayer meeting tonight. You'd better fall on your face tonight. You'd better say, God, have mercy on me. I'm lost without the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm lost without the name of Jesus. I'm lost without the Spirit of God. I must be saved. I must be saved. I must be saved. Judgment. Hellfire and brimstone preachers are almost a thing of the past. You've got to baby and pet people. It's hard to preach on hell anymore because folks don't like down-to-earth, straight-from-the-shoulder gospel preaching. But you hear me tonight, I'm going to give it to you just like God gave it to me. I have to. Listen, I'm reaching for somebody here tonight. I'm reaching for a soul in this room tonight. I'm preaching to somebody, and I'm preaching for somebody. I want to save you tonight. I want to save you tonight. I want you to get ready to meet God tonight. Notice Joel chapter 2, verse 1 through 11. Now, here's some scripture right along the line that I'm preaching on. They coincide. Revelation 9, first 12 verses. Joel chapter 2, the first 11 verses. They coincide. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the earth tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall there be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap. Like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as the strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. Notice, they shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march every one on his own ways. And they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in the windows like a thief. That's these locust-like intelligent beings that came out of the underworld to invade this planet Earth. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? You hear me, my friend? You may say that's too far-fetched. That will never happen. I'm telling you that it will happen. The first invasion is an invasion of evil spirits from the underworld to come to torment men for a period of 5 months. They'll pray to die. They'll want to die. They'll try to hide in their houses. But the Bible said they will climb the walls and go in at the window like a thief. There is no way to escape what I'm talking about tonight to the earth dwellers, to the inhabitants of this earth. There is no way to escape it. But praise God, the church has been translated here before these things begin to come to pass here. Hallelujah. That's why I shout and praise God tonight, because there is a way to escape the wrath of an angry God. These things are coming. Evil spirits, you can't hide. Oh, I'll get in my house and I'll lock the door. The Bible said they'll climb the wall. They'll go in the window like a thief. Oh, I'll go to bed and wrap up head and ears. That will make no difference. I'll lock my doors and I'll do this. I'll get a gun and I'll get a sword. The Bible said you can't wound them. Don't worry about that, friend. You hear me as I preach to you tonight? Listen, I have a burden on my heart. If I've ever had a burden in my lifetime, I have one tonight. My God, my shoulders has carried a load and is carrying a load tonight. I'm reaching for somebody. I'm reaching for a soul tonight. I want to see you saved. I want your family saved. I don't want a person to walk out of this building tonight until they're sure that everything is all right with God. Listen. To abide outside of the ark of safety is to walk under the shadow of the wrath of an almighty God. Thank God, there's another invasion. There's another invasion. It's going to be from this world. Revelation chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, is the rapture of the saints. My Christ comes for His church in midair. His body goes out to meet Him, which is His church. This period of time from the rapture until the revelation of Jesus Christ in chapter 19 is a time of Jacob's trouble. It has nothing to do with the church whatsoever. This is a time of Jacob's trouble. This is Daniel's 70th week of prophecy. When he comes here, he's coming for his saints. When he comes here, he's coming with his saints. He's coming here before tribulation. He's coming here at the close of tribulation. When the beast, the false prophet, when they make one final attempt to exterminate the Jew, all the nations, the Bible says, shall converge on Jerusalem. shall converge on the holy city. And when the Jews, seeing their hope has all disappeared, their hope is all gone, nobody to fight for them, no way, nobody to turn to, they see no way to conquer the nations of the world that has come against them. It's a strange thing why all the nations of the world would gather against a little place like Jerusalem to fight. But you know what the Bible said? The Lord shall go out and fight as he did in the days of battle. When it seems that all hope is gone for the Jews, then the heaven is going to burst with the glory of God. At the close of the tribulation period, the close of Daniel's 70th week of prophecy, he shall come back seated upon a white charger, and the saints shall follow him upon white horses, dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Where did those saints come from? That's the raptured saints that went up here prior to the tribulation. They went up here to be with Christ, to sing, rejoice, cast their crowns at Jesus' feet, to receive their rewards. And then over here, praise God, when Jesus comes back to rescue the Jews, to smite the Antichrist and the false prophet, they're going to come back seated upon white horses. They're going to come back to see it well done. Somebody said, well, I'm going up and I'm never coming back. I've got it on you, friend. I've got a round trip ticket. I'm going up and I'm coming back. I'm going up and I'm coming back. I'm going up here and I'm coming back over here. Hallelujah. Thank God. Tell me I can't shout. I have a right to do it. I said, I have a right to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Another invasion from this world up here, this world above our heads tonight, there will be another invasion. And I want to read you some scripture. I like to read the scriptures that I'm going to read right now. Somebody said, the devil's going to win everybody. Oh no. The devil's not going to win everybody. This church is on top tonight. Somebody said the church is dying. Yours might be. But his is not. I said, his is not dying. We've got a fresh breath tonight. I said, we had a fresh breath tonight. The Lord had just breathed on me, and I felt it. Hallelujah. Thank God, I felt it. Now notice, Revelation chapter 19, verse 17. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. There's going to be two suppers, the marriage supper and the buzzard supper. Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. Now this was an invitation to the fowls. Who are they going to eat? What kind of supper are they going to have? That you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies. Now notice now. I saw the beast. That's the Antichrist. I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and the armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and his army. A man's foolish to fight against Jesus Christ. Nations are foolish to fight against him. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken. I like that phrase in that verse. You know what this reminds me of? A cat that slips up on a rat and he takes him. Just so simple. The Lord just reached out and took the beast. Why, that fella had conquered all the world. He was a ruler of all the world. But here was more than a match for him. All he did was when he got down here When he comes here, his feet won't touch the earth anywhere. But when he comes over here, the Bible says his feet will stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives. And there'll be a very great valley for him. And he's just going to reach out. He's going to say, buddy, I want you right now. He takes that beast just like a cat would take a rat. And the beast was taken. So simple. So simple. And the beast was taken. And with him, the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. Now these both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Here's the bottomless pit. Here is the lake of fire. I'm going to show you something now. Are you ready? Somebody said, when you go to hell, you burn up. Well, if you would, it's not worth it. I don't want to be burned up. If there's an everlasting heaven, there's an everlasting hell. And people are going tonight, breakneck speed, going to hell. Going to hell, to the regions of the damned, forever, 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 forever. The beast was taken. The false prophet was cast into the lake of fire that burneth with fire and brimstone. Now what happens to the devil? Chapter 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. This is the bottomless pit. There's a difference between the bottomless pit and the lake of fire. All right, now notice this now. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. But I'm not through with that slimy back, shrew-footed, weasel-eyed deceiver yet. I've got another verse for him. And some people just following him blindly. Wherever you lead me, devil, there will I follow. The beast and the false prophet are cast into the lake of fire. The devil goes to the bottomless pit. Now, I've got another verse for him. I want you to listen to it. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. And the devil, now notice, and the devil that deceived them was cast alive into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now let's get this straight. At the beginning of 1,000 years of peaceful reign on earth, 1,000 years, the beast and the false prophet are cast into the lake of fire. The devil is put into the bottomless pit and sealed up. At the close of 1,000 years, he is loose out of here for a little season. He goes out and tries to gather up enough people to make war against God again. Fire comes down. That settles the battle. Then he takes the devil and cast him into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. They've been there for 1,000 years and they were still there. They never burned up. They were still there. And anything that'll burn for 1,000 years, you'll never burn it up. That's all in the Bible. 2 invasions from another world. When these locusts shall come upon the planet Earth to torment men for 5 months. And people that's rejected God. And people that has held him off at arm's length and said, no, God, not tonight, not now, not now. Some other time, some other time, some other time. I'm not going to get saved now, but some other time. Maybe, maybe I will. Listen, friend, you're gambling with your soul tonight. I said, you're gambling with your soul tonight. We don't have the promise of another breath. Oh, God, help us tonight. Let's praise God right now.